the 2025 Big Five and Little Four All-Conference teams and MVPs in baseball and softball have been announced. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the All-Conference teams in just a moment as we take a look at all of this week's big local sports stories, including news of a new head coach at Cal Poly Humboldt, why it was an exciting week for the Humboldt Crabs at the Arcata Ballpark, some American Legion summer baseball news, where one HDNL standout is taking her talents after graduation, some local motorsports news, and how the North Coast charter schools are building momentum on the sports fields. But first up, the All-Conference teams and MVPs in HDNL baseball and softball have been announced. In baseball, St. Bernard's junior Luke Brunton has been named MVP of the Little Four after playing a crucial role on the way to this year's championship. Brunton was instrumental for the Crusaders on the mound, where he won 7 games and had 3 saves, as well as on defense and at the plate. He edged out teammates Michael Manzi and Tyler Maples for the award and was one of 5 St. Bernard's players named to the All-Conference team. Manzi and Maples were also included on the All-Conference team, along with teammates Tyler Heinrichs and Matteo Ryman. Ferndale's Prescott Langer, Parker Pryor, and Tanner Pigeon each also were included on the All-Conference team, along with Hoopa's Brandon Romero and Lyle McKinnon, and South Fork's John Stafslian. In the Big Five, meanwhile, Del Norte senior Preston Daniels was named MVP after leading the Warriors to a first conference championship in 11 years. Daniels finished the season with an 8-3 record on the mound. His teammates, Aiden Rice, Saxon Taylor, Anthony Cardenas, and Landon Williams were also named to the All-Conference team, along with McKinleyville's Colby Stope, Bryce Sargent, and Jackson Kelly, Eureka's Robert Williams and Cole Zeller, Arcata's Tanner Keyes, and Fortuna's Marcus Ludd. In softball, South Fork's Mackenzie Coleman has been named MVP of the Little Four after helping to lead the Cubs to their first conference championship in 35 years. Coleman's teammates Haley Shepard, Molly Perkins, and Layla Coleman were also named to the All-Conference team, along with Hoopa's Angela Hearn, Kalia Mitchell, and Montea Colgrove, St. Bernard's Mackenzie Lemley and Logan Talman, and Ferndale's Olivia Gossie and Madison Gossie. In the Big Five, Del Norte senior pitcher Shane Nolan was named MVP and was included on the All-Conference team, along with teammates Tacinte Steinruck, Chloe Smith, Carly Harper, and Bliss Blackburn. Also included were Fortuna's Mariah Bravo, Faith Helms, and Isabel Sanchez, McKinleyville's Bailey Box and McKenna Sargent, Arcata's Nalia Meyer, and Eureka's Macy Sakur. Elsewhere in local sports this week, there was some big news out of Cal Poly Humboldt with a new head coach named for the Lumberjacks men's basketball team. Less than 3 weeks after Chris Tift announced he was leaving the team to take over as head coach of conference rival Cal State San Bernardino, the Jacks have hired his replacement with the news that former Lumberjack DJ Broom will take over as head coach of the team. Broom played for Humboldt from 2008 to 2012, and he's also a former head coach of the College of the Redwoods women's team. Broom began his collegiate coaching career at his alma mater, serving as an assistant coach with the Jacks during the 2013-14 season. More recently, he was an assistant coach with the Division I Montana Grizzlies, helping lead them to this year's NCAA tournament. In local baseball news, it's been an exciting week for the Humboldt Crabs at the Arcata Ballpark. On Wednesday night, the Crabs improved to 9-0 on the season with a thrilling 6-5 walk-off win over the Stockton Pearls. It was the team's second walk-off victory in 4 games, having also defeated the Fresno A's 5-4 in 10 innings on Saturday night. The Crabs also got the better of the Pearls 8-0 on Tuesday and also beat the A's 14-0 on Friday and 8-2 on Sunday. The Crabs will try to keep an impressive start to the season going when they host the AE Express in a 3-game series this weekend, with the action getting underway on Friday night. The two teams will also play on Saturday night at 6:30 and on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. Next week, the Crabs will open the Pacific Empire League with 6 road games, playing 3 games each at the Healdsburg Prune Packers and at the Lincoln Potters. In local American Legion baseball news, it was a good start to the new season for the Northern Humboldt Giants last weekend. Having just 9 players available for a 2-day road trip at Sutter didn't slow down the Giants, who won all 4 of their games on Saturday and Sunday. The Giants opened with an 8-0 win over the Chico Suns, and followed that with a 14-3 win over the Tehama Bulls, a 6-1 win over Roseville, and a 3-1 win over the Orland Outlaws. Another local summer team, the Wild Cactus, also had a good week. The 17U team, which is made up of mostly St. Bernard's players, defeated the Southern Humboldt 76ers 14-1 for their first win of the summer on Tuesday. Switching gears, in local track and field news, Eureka senior Isabella Clausen announced that she will continue her career in the sport at the college level after committing to Cal Poly Humboldt. The HDNL champion in the girls' shot put is the latest local thrower to take her talents to Cal Poly Humboldt, joining McKinleyville's Derek Ray and Kalissa Claros and Eureka's Joseph Gonzalez. The Jacks track and field team, which is coached by former Arcata Tiger Sarah Ingram, has a large local presence and has featured 7 former HDNL athletes this past spring. In local motor sports news, the Redwood Acres Raceway will host its 2nd race night of the season this Saturday night, with a packed night of action featuring the Craig Perrone Memorial Race for the Upstate Modified Series. The Upstate Bomber Series, the Legends, and the Mini Stocks will also be in action, and the racing gets underway at 5 p.m. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, it was a record-setting year for the Coast League. The local league for North Coast charter schools competed in 5 sports this school year, which was the most ever, including basketball, cross-country, volleyball, indoor soccer, and track and field. Next year, the local league is planning on adding disc golf as well. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.